This is Wichita.
One more dear home, I would rather be only than
the Wichita Eagle proudly presents another page from the history of Wichita. Every Sunday evening, the radio and the newspaper combine to make the past live again. Since 1872, the Eagle has been writing the story of the triumphs, the failures, the progress, and problems of this city, affectionately known as the Peerless Princess of the Plains. First Federal Quartet opens our program tonight with the Shadow March.
All around the house is the jet black night. It stares through the window to pain. It crawls in the corners, hiding from the light, and it moves with the moving flame.
Now my little heart goes beating.
Now my little heart goes beating like a drum with the breath of the boogie in my hair. And all round the candle the crooked shadows come and go marching along up the stairs. The shadow of the baluster, the shadow of the lamp, the shadow of the child that goes to bed. All the wicked shadows coming tramp, 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 and the black night overhead.
All the wicked shadows coming. Tramp, 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 tramp.
Think of all the good things you expect in a newspaper, and then examine the morning or evening Wichita Eagle. You will find in it the very features you expect to find in the best and most metropolitan newspaper, plus the warm human touch of a newspaper that is close to the hearts of its readers. There are over 25 special features in the Evening Eagle alone. Both morning and evening, the Eagle presents a complete, comprehensive picture of the world in well-written, unbiased news. The field of sport, of stock market reports, of financial affairs, every phase of importance is accurately covered by the competent staff of this truly great Kansas newspaper. 20 cents brings you both the morning and evening Eagle and the huge Sunday edition. It's the newspaper for every member of the family. And now the Eagle Concert Orchestra, under the baton of Russell Lowe, brings us Country Dance. Time is 19-3.
No, I won't marry you.
Oh, but Dave.
No, I won't marry you. I'm going to be a free woman. I can earn my own living.
Yes, the time is 19-3, and girls are actually saying such things. And girls are riding bicycles. A revolution is on its way. Fair womanhood is crying out for women's rights. More and more. more girls are finding employment.
Miss Jones, take a letter.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. The women folks are starting to get independent. And the Wichita Eagle carried quite a story about the whole thing way back there on that first day of January in 1903. And one of the Eagle's headlines carried this startling bit of information.
Girls can earn as much as prospective husbands. You bet your life we can.
In the office of probate, Judge Wilson, an Eagle reporter, obtained some very unusual information.
Well, young man, you can write this for your paper. Cupid did a fairly good business in Sedgwick County during the past 12 months. The old and the young have been wounded by the arrows which cause the sweet pain, and they have drifted to my office to have the wounds healed and the balm of united love spread over them according to the laws made and provided.
Hurrah for Cupid!
Well, how many did you marry off altogether, Judge? You better tell the reporter that.
Yes, Judge, I would like to have that information.
Well, let's see. During the year just passed, the probate court has issued 395 marriage licenses.
395?
Yes, 395. Thus making twice that number more or less happy. And now, last year, the number issued was 371.
See, that isn't much of an increase, is it?
No, it isn't. No, it isn't. There's been no mad rush to the marriage license counter at all. As a matter of fact, I doubt if there have been as many licenses issued during the year 1902 as there were issued in 1901, portion to population.
Well, that's rather serious, isn't it, Judge? What would you say has slowed Cupid down?
Well, now I'll tell you. You can quote me an eagle if you want to. I'll tell you what I really believe. It's all due to the fact that girls are putting in more time working than in sparking.
More time working than sparking. That's a good one, Judge.
That's right. Yes, the average girl wants to do something for herself. Miss 19-3 is a pretty independent female. She doesn't care to depend upon some young man who can't earn as much of a living as she can. Look at what she does. Why, there's one girl I know of, a mighty fine girl, mighty fine. But she's got ideas. Yes, sir, ideas. She's been to commercial college, and she's got ideas. No marriage for her, it seems. And although her folks and a certain young man argue, she's...
No, now that's all there is to it. The answer is a simple no.
Take it, Mother. Argue with this girl, will you? I give up, I swear.
Father,
I do.
There's no use arguing about it. I just don't intend to get married. I'm not in love, and I'm perfectly happy at what I'm doing.
Do you hear that, Mother? Do you hear that?
Yes, John, I hear it.
Of all the brazen independence I ever heard of. To think I'd raise a daughter that would stand up and run down the sacred institution of marriage.
Oh, Father, why do we have to go through with this? Marriage is all right if one wants it.
If one wants it. Great heavens, girl. You talk as if it were an ice cream soda or something. Take it or leave it.
Well, isn't it? I just happen to be lucky enough to be earning my own living. And I don't have to depend upon marrying a man.
There you are. There you are. Do you hear that, Mother? See, what did I tell you? Oh, it was the mistake of our life whenever we let her go through that commercial college.
Oh, now, I wouldn't say that.
Well, it was.
Daisy's very happy in her work at the office.
Yes, Mother, that's it. I'm happy. Oh, so happy. Oh, Mother, you can understand why I don't intend to marry Horace just because he wants me to, can't you?
Well, of course, Horace is an awfully good, steady young man.
You bet your life he is. That boy's all right. He's so in love with Daisy here, he's sick. Now, Daisy, you got a chance to marry a nice young man.
Now, isn't that wonderful? I've got a chance to marry a nice young man. I suppose I should fall on my knees in humble gratitude because Horace wants to marry me. Well, I'm sorry, Father, but I just don't see it that way. Why, no. I make almost as much money as Horace does.
Oh, great fires of purgatory. Listen to her talk. I never saw the like. The girl's had a job. She's earned a few dollars of her own, and now she's money mad. Money mad, that's all.
Father, don't talk so loud. Someone at the door.
It's probably Horace.
Oh, is that someone knocking at the door? I was expecting Henry over tonight. Do I look all right?
Yes, Belle. You look all right.
Well, someone's going to the door. Maybe I...
No, don't, Belle. Don't get so anxious just because a man's calling on you. No wonder you haven't caught one yet.
Mother, go to the door, won't you, please?
Yes, and now, Daisy, if it is Horace, do be nice to him.
You can do that.
Oh, I hope it's Henry. You know, he's turned over a new leaf. He promised to stop drinking and be a good Christian man, Daisy. Do I look all right? I fix these bows in my hair. Do they look all right?
Yes, of course, Belle, but stop fidgeting so. Why do you let any man affect you that way?
Well, my dear, when you get to be my age, most any man can make you fidgety. A fortune teller told me I'd be married this year. Isn't that wonderful?
Oh, Aunt Belle, really?
Who is it? It isn't Henry. It isn't Horace.
John.
Yes.
There's a young man in the hall. His name's Kurt.
Kurt. Well, great guns. Bring him in here. Don't keep him waiting out in the hall.
Come on, Kurt, come on in.
Well, my boy, how are you? Great Jeremiah. Oh, you've grown a mile since the last time I saw you.
Yes, I guess I have. I hope you got my letter.
Yes.
Father insisted that I come up and see you as soon as the road got anywhere near.
Oh, you bet your life I did. I certainly did. Kurt, my wife.
Well, how do you do?
How do you do?
And my daughter, Daisy.
How do you do?
And my wife's sister, Miss Belle Everstare.
Father, that's not fair.
What?
You don't have to underline the miss on Aunt Belle's name. Excuse me, please, but I believe in being frank, and my father's like quite a few men. He seems to think it quite humorous to emphasize the fact that a middle-aged woman is unmarried.
Daisy, please. This isn't a very nice way to correct your father.
I'm sorry, Mother, but I simply have to. I made up my mind that the next time I saw Aunt Belle introduced that way, I'd say something about it, right then and there.
Daisy, I'm going to lose my temper. Excuse this, Kirk. My daughter's a little cracked.
Well, really, I...
Father, we really mustn't carry on like
well,
this.
Well, she is.
But we just met this young man, and I still think we're terrible. Daisy, apologize to your father.
Very well, I will. If Father will apologize to Aunt Belle.
Apologize? Now, what the devil should I apologize for?
For pointing out the fact every time you get a chance that she's an old maid.
Daisy!
Oh, I know this is very improper, but it's so, and it's what you're doing. You and half the male population of today. You superior men. You love the fact that women rely upon you to marry them. And you take a keen enjoyment on pointing out those who fail to capture a male. Oh, what a wretched, unfair system it is.
That's the last straw, Daisy.
I don't care.
Don't lose your temper. Daisy, go upstairs. Don't make your father any more angry.
Gladly. Excuse me, please. I'm very sorry I acted this way, Mr.
Just call me Kirk.
Excuse me, please, but I must stand up for my rights. Good night.
Right. Did you ever hear such talk? I ask you, did you ever? That's my daughter, Kirk. She's touched on women's rights. Thinks she's better than any man that ever lived.
She's beautiful.
Huh? She's a young spitfire, that's what she is. Doesn't believe in marriage. Doesn't believe in anything. Well, I don't know what these modern girls are coming to. Well, let's not talk about it. What are you doing? You're working for the railroad, aren't you?
Yes, I'm working for the Orient Railroad. We're building the tracks into Wichita. I just thought I'd drop and see you since we were getting so close.
Yeah, that's fine. So you're helping to build a railroad. Yeah, it's mighty fun. Doggone it. What can I do to entertain you?
Well, you might give me a little better introduction to your daughter.
What? Oh, for that. My boy, your father is one of my best friends. Out of friendship, I must warn you that my daughter... She can't bring any man any happiness. Why, do you know that she doesn't believe in marriage? She thinks she can earn as good a living as the average young man.
Well, can she?
Yes, darn it. That's the heck of it.
Daisy? Oh, Daisy, may I come in?
Yes, Aunt Belle, come on in.
Horace is downstairs. He's waiting for you.
Well, I'm not going to see him. Tell him I have a headache.
Oh, Daisy, why do you want to be so headstrong? Horace is rather nice.
Oh, let's not talk about him, Belle. I'm sorry if I embarrassed you. I guess I did make rather a fool of myself talking the way I did.
Oh, it's all right. Your father does sort of go out of his way to point to the fact that I am an old maid.
That's just it. It's so unfair. The whole attitude of all men is so unfair. The more I see of men, the more
Well, the less I think of him, isn't that the way you feel?
No, dear, it's quite the other way. The less I see of men, the more I think of them.
But that's because you depend on them, Aunt Belle. You're a product of the old system, the day when a girl had to choose marriage. But today we can work for our living.
Yes, I know. Sometimes I wish I'd learned something useful, something I could earn my living with. It isn't very pleasant living with one's relatives.
That's what I mean, Aunt Belle. It's so unfair. And because you're desperate, you're almost willing to marry any man. Anything, just so you don't have to be an old maid.
Well, now, I wouldn't exactly marry anything.
Well, that beau of yours is almost there.
Why, he is not. Henry's a nice man.
He's a drunkard. You've been going with him for 3 years, and you've never seen him sober once.
Oh, but he promised to sober up after New Year.
Oh, he said that last year.
Oh, yes, but I'm more sure this year.
Oh,
look, I'll show you. This is an ad I cut out of the Ego.
What is it?
Well, read it.
The curse of drink cured by White Ribbon Remedy. Use this old reliable remedy secretively. Cure your loved ones of the awful curse of rum.
I'm going to order some of it and put it in his coffee.
Yes, if you can ever get him to drink coffee.
Oh, Daisy, don't say that.
Oh, well.
I know Henry isn't much, but he is nice. I'd do almost anything to be married. You say you don't want it, but you just don't know. You don't know what it is to be lonely. To long for the love of some man. To have the respect they give a married woman.
Oh, I'm sorry, Aunt Bella. I didn't mean to hurt your feelings. Believe me, darling, I do feel sorry for you.
Sorry? That's just it. Everyone feels sorry for me. Sorry. And yet they're amused. I'm that old maid who lives with her married sister. I'm that man-hunting old maid who...
I know, dear.
Oh, Daisy, maybe you are right. Maybe the next generation of women will have more freedom, more independence. I hope so. I hope so.
Oh, Aunt Belle, don't cry. Here, darling, dry your eyes. Come on now. There, that's better.
I'm all right now.
Sure.
So you want me to tell Horace that you're not coming down?
Yes, and then come up and tell me when he goes so that I can go down to the parlor. I left my shorthand book down there.
All right, dear.
Oh, Aunt Belle.
Yes?
Is that young man who came to see Father still down there?
Yes. He's telling your father all about the Orient Railroad.
He must think I'm pretty terrible. Well, get rid of Horace for me, will you?
Yes, dear. What irony that is. I can't get a man, and you want me to get rid of all yours.
Oh, cheer up, Andy. You'll capture someone yet.
Daisy, Horace is gone now. You can come downstairs.
Oh, thanks, Aunt Belle. Oh, it's getting late, and I've got to study some more of that short. Where in the world did I put that book? I thought I left it over on the mantle. Oh, what could I have done
with
it?
Could this be the book you're looking for?
Yes. I didn't know anyone else was down here.
Oh, sorry if I startled you.
Oh, that's all right. Where's Father?
Well, he went down the cellar to get a bucket of coal. The fire was getting a little low.
Oh, I see. Well, I...
That's quite a book you're studying.
Yes, it's shorthand.
Looks like hen scratching to me. Oh, do you have to go?
Well, I
You're surely not going to run out on me like you did that beau of yours.
Oh, you mean Horace.
Yeah. He was pretty put out about your having a headache. But after a look at him, I didn't blame you very much for having a headache. You know, he and your father think you're sort of cracked.
Yes, just because I want to be independent. Well, I'll take my freedom.
Hey, now, don't give me a speech. I'm on your side. See, you've got beautiful eyes. You know that?
Oh, I really must go upstairs.
But I said you've got beautiful eyes.
And I said I'm going upstairs to my room to study.
Oh?
Did you expect me to swoon with joy because you paid me a compliment?
Well,
it really wasn't a very original compliment, you know.
Well, maybe if you'd give me a little more time, I could do better.
You'd be wasting your time.
I'd be willing to risk it.
I'm afraid I'm not interested.
But you might be. You don't know. I heard all about you. And I've seen your type before. Lots of girls are getting the ideas you have. But there are still enough men left in the world to convince them that they're wrong. Marriage is still all right if you find the right one.
Is it?
I still think I'll take my independence, if you don't mind.
Well, but I do mind. You should at least give me the courtesy of listening to my arguments. I listen to yours.
But I think you've already heard mine.
Yes, but you've been talking about marrying for support and protection. I'm talking about marriage for love. You just haven't met anyone you could fall in love with.
That's quite true. I detest conceited men, and all the men I know are that way.
But you don't know me.
No.
Not yet.
But I'm getting an awfully good idea. Let me be frank with you. How much money do you make a month?
Well, I'm just starting out. I'm a track layer. Hard labor, too. But I've got ambition.
How much money are you making a month?
Well, railroad's paying me 40 a month.
And I'm a stenographer. I make 40 a month myself.
Well, what of it?
Just this. Why should I marry you? Give up my job, my independence, just to be bossed by you and share in your salary.
Say, you're all off. That isn't marriage. Listen, why shouldn't you marry me? Why shouldn't we work together, plan together, dream together? Why shouldn't we have
Please,
children and...
Such a plan never entered my mind.
That's what a lot of them say, but they're still building schoolhouses.
You're being impertinent.
No, I'm being frank. I'm in love with you.
But that's ridiculous. You just met me tonight.
And I love you. And you could love me. I'd make you love
me. Oh, you are conceited.
All right, call it what you like. But all your talk about freedom and independence doesn't mean anything because you haven't fallen in love. No man's awakened you. And if Horace is an example of the guys who court you, that's not hard to understand.
Well...
Listen, Daisy, I'm just a common laborer working on a railroad.
A track layer.
Sure, that's it. We're building a railroad into Wichita. We're laying rail after rail of hard steel down on barren prairie land. We're stretching steel that will make a route to the Orient. A railroad that will go from Kansas City to Old Mexico and connect with ships to the Orient. I'm working out there, sweating in the sun, getting blisters on my hands, cussing and swearing as foot by foot we creep along to make one man's dream come true. Trains loaded with grain are going to run over that track I'm laying, and passengers are going to ride over it. And I'm going to ride over it. I'm going to be somebody on that road, and you're going to be my wife. The wife of Mr. Somebody on the Orient Railroad.
You take a lot for granted, don't you?
Maybe. But I told you I loved you. I mean that. I can prove it. You've got to give me a chance. Listen, did any man ever take you in his arms like this?
Stop it. Let go of me. Don't.
Did any man ever kiss you like this?
Oh! And did any woman ever slap you like this?
Oh.
And now, good night, Mr. Somebody.
I got to order some more coal, too. Say, wasn't that Daisy going upstairs?
Yes, it was.
Well, did you get more familiar with her?
Oh, yes, I got very familiar with her.
Well, that's nice. Glad you managed to strike up an acquaintance.
Oh, yes, we had a very striking acquaintance. Very striking.
Mr. Smith, Mrs. Smith, I have something very important to say.
Well, Horace, won't you sit down?
Thank you. as you know, I have been paying attention to your daughter for some time.
Yes.
And as you know, I come from a very good family. Not wealthy, but substantial, honest, virtuous.
Yes.
Well... And as you know, I have paid no attention to any other young lady since I have gone steady with Daisy. I can assure you that my attentions and intentions, wherein your daughter are concerned, have been the most honorable.
Horace, what are you driving at?
Well, just to this. It pains me to say that I must know where I stand.
Well, don't you know?
I do not. For the last 2 months, a certain young man has been seen in the company of your daughter.
No, you mean Kurt.
Yes. Much to my embarrassment, they attended a performance last night at the Toller Auditorium.
You were embarrassed? Why?
Well, most folks know that I'm going with Daisy. Now I appeal to you as her parent.
Don't appeal to me. My daughter's out of my hands. She's of age. She can make a good living.
Oh, no, but...
There isn't a man in the world that can marry her.
Just a moment, Horace. I hate to have to say this. I know you wanted to marry
Daisy.
Why,
yes. And if she only realized, I've got quite a future, if any...
Horace, Daisy can't marry you.
What?
I said Daisy can't marry Horace.
Well, now, what do you mean by that? I know the girl's crazy, but...
John, I've been trying to keep it a secret and to let Daisy tell you when she got here, but Well, she's already married.
What?
Yes, she married Kirk this afternoon.
This afternoon?
Here they come.
Bill, how are you? Oh, Bill, how are you? Hello, Mother, how are you? Oh, I'm so happy.
Hello, Horace.
Married. But you didn't believe in marriage.
Oh, Horace, I really didn't until I slapped him. But aren't you going to...
Good evening, Miss Smith.
I don't think he likes the idea. Well, sorry we did this sort of hasty-like, but I'm being transferred down to San Angelo to work in the railroad office, and I want to take Daisy with me.
Oh,
we've got to hurry,
yes,
too.
Of course. I've got my bags all packed, and we can send the trunks later, and, oh, dear, so many things. Oh, I'm so happy. Oh, Father, don't ever believe anything I ever said against marriage. I'll be down in just a minute, Kurt.
Right.
Oh, Aunt Belle, I'm so happy. You'll never know how happy I am.
No, but I can guess, honey.
I'll be down in just a minute. And, oh, Kurt, I love you, darling.
Well, I'll be... Kurt, how in the devil did you ever do it? Well, she's a changed woman. She's a woman.
Of course she is, Father. You know, I never was worried about Daisy.
Oh, but all this talk of independence, no marriage. She can earn her own living.
Well, my dear, that was all before she met a railroad man.
Oh,
oh, Belle, Belle, what's the matter? Look, out the window. Look, coming up the walk. Oh, I think I'm going to faint.
What the dickens? What is it?
It's Henry, and he's sober. Oh, the remedy works. Oh, dear. He's coming here sober. And me without a single curl in my hair.
And so they all got married. Sooner or later, and they all got married. Way back there in 1903, with the idea of women's rights, and the working girl was destined to catch on. But that's another story for another day. Now we'll come to that page in time. The whole story's in the Eagle.
Once more.
Every Sunday evening, the Wichita Eagle brings you a dramatized picture of a certain period in the history of Wichita. Characters in tonight's drama, with the exception of Judge Wilson, were all fictitious. They are only composite characters of the year 1903. And now this is Vernon Reed saying proudly for the whole world, this is Wichita.
Oh.